I wonder if you've ever received one of those Christmas presents. You open it and you think, goodness, is this really meant to be for me? Does this person really know who I am at all? Have you ever had that experience? It's quite embarrassing because, of course, you've got to fake it, haven't you? It's really hard work. Now, vicars get lots of very strange presents. I'm sure Daryl and Alan would agree with me and probably could tell you all sorts of weird presents that you've had in the past. Had some very strange things. Sometimes people give you a Bible. Do you know, actually, I've already got a Bible. There's the scene on The Vicar of Dibley, you might have seen this, where she's given a Bible at the doorstep and she's like, oh, thank you ever so much, and then puts it on the shelf with about 50 other identical Bibles. You get given some very strange things when you're a vicar. And one Christmas I opened this present and peeled off the wrapping paper, and it was, to be honest, it was basically a dolly. It was a dolly of an angel that I was supposed to put on my mantelpiece. Now, if you think that doesn't sound very strange, do you know any other people, any other men in their 30s, who would like an angel dolly to go on their windowsill? Let me tell you, vicars are strange, but we're not that strange. And of course, it was the cutest, chubbiest, blonde-haired dolly angel you could possibly imagine. Very, very awkward. Seemed like a present that was meant for somebody else. And actually, it turned out that it was a present for somebody else. It had got muddled up, and the present I was supposed to have was a model sailing ship, which I've now got in the downstairs bathroom in the vicarage, which you can see with your own eyes if you want to. It was a present meant for somebody else. Well, for lots of people, the Christmas gift, the gift given to us by God in Jesus Christ, is a gift for someone else. For religious people, for spiritual people, for churchgoers, but not really relevant for anyone else. I wonder if that's how you see it. Or wonder if that's how many of your friends and family see it. That the Christmas gift is really a gift that's meant for somebody else. Well, that's certainly how our friends, the shepherds, are going to think about for the next couple of minutes, saw God. If God was relevant, he wasn't relevant for them. He was relevant to someone else. Being religious, reading the Bible, praying, that was something which somebody else did for the shepherds, along with polite company and personal hygiene. That was something for somebody else, according to the shepherds. If you can imagine the scene in Blazing Saddles. Have you seen that film? Blazing Saddles, and the cowboys are sitting round the campfire, setting fire to their own flatulence. Have you seen that? That's the shepherds. If you want to imagine what the shepherds were like back in the day, that's what they were like. They were very, very different from everybody else. All the things that were relevant to other people, including God, were not relevant to them as they saw it. They led a different way of life, and God wasn't relevant. I wonder if that rings a bell with you or people that you know. Of course, who appears on the scene next? Well, it is the angels. And again, if you've got that dolly-type angel in mind, we had an interactive nativity service at my other church in Branscore today. We had loads of lovely, cute angels with their tinsel halos, and they were all girls. Well, in the Bible, no angels are girls. They're all men, masculine nouns. And they're quite scary. I mean, the reason we know that they're scary is the first thing an angel ever says when they meet someone is, don't be scared. It's obviously a scary thing, meeting an angel. So let's not think cute for a moment. And the message is even more frightening, even though it's a message of goodwill for everyone. This is the message that the angels bring. I wonder if you're familiar with these words. He said, don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. In other words, God is coming. God is coming, so get ready for that. God has been born into the world, and this God's baby is the King. He's the promised King, the Messiah, the Christ. But there's a scary bit in there as well, and I wonder if you notice that. This baby is a saviour. Again, that might sound rather nice to you, but let me tell you, if somebody tells you you need a rescuer or a saviour, that's generally bad news, isn't it? So in the last year, I've done a lot of swimming in the sea. which is great fun. I really love doing it. But my ambition when I go into the sea about once a week is not to need a saviour. My aim is not to need a rescuer at all, but to be quite safe. I could just imagine the headlines in the local paper, something like "Idiot Vicar dragged from the water by local granny and her poodle Fluffykins." I could just imagine that. It'd be ever so embarrassing. My goal when I go swimming is not to need a saviour, and yet God has provided a saviour. That's got to be bad news, isn't it? Means that we need to be saved. We need to be rescued. And this good news about a rescuer is good news for all people. That means every type of person, the shepherds, the businessmen, Corbynistas and Tories, everybody needs this rescuer. Even if you're the sort of person who says, well, this isn't relevant to me. That's relevant to churchgoers and people like that. No, this is for you. All of us need a rescuer. Was it 2004, the awful year where just a couple of days from now, there was the Boxing Day tsunami that took the lives of thousands and thousands of people. Of course, nobody saw it coming, and it was absolutely devastating. I wonder if you can imagine, remember some of the images of that awful day. Well, sometime after the tragedy, some other footage came to light, a truly sickening film that some of you might have seen. It went viral on the internet. And this was some holiday footage taken by an American family. Husband is filming and wife is down there on the beach. And of course, everyone is amazed because the sea has completely receded. It's basically disappeared, and with great excitement and wonder, the wife wanders down onto the beach and starts picking up all the shells and exotic things that she can now see, walking further and further out into the distance. And of course, we're watching this, screaming internally, "No, you've got to get out of the way, you've got to save yourself." Of course, she didn't realize what sort of predicament she was in. The reason it's very easy to think that this isn't very relevant to the rest of us, just like the shepherds perhaps did as they sat there in the fields, is because we can't see that this is a problem that affects us. You see, all of us in some way or another, made in the image of God, made to reflect his beauty and generosity and goodness and kindness and justice, has turned away from that image of how we should live our lives. We've tried to live as God in the world that God has made for us. We've looked out for number one and said, we're the ones who really matter. If you don't believe me, look at the world around us, particularly at Christmas time, a world racked by consumerism and greed, looking out for number one. I'm all right as long as I'm happy. It's a disaster as we turn away from God, but we need to be rescued, brought back into friendship with God, adopted as God's children. And for that, we need a rescuer. And that's exactly what God has provided in the person of Jesus Christ. Someone to mend the broken relationship that exists between us and God. A rescuer, a saviour. And this saviour is good news for all people everywhere. Good news of great joy. Well, I wonder what you make of all of that. The shepherds were certainly surprised and afraid, weren't they? But what did they do? Well, this is what Luke records for us. He says, and they made, it came to pass as the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. Well, I suppose they'd have no idea whether it was true or not, but they said to themselves, let's go and find out. Let's go and investigate. Let's go and see the truth of it. So they packed up their bags and off they went to find out more. I don't know what you make of the claims of the Christian faith, but why don't you give it some thoughts this year? It could be your resolution for the next year to try and find out a little bit more about Jesus Christ, who he was and why he came. And the best place to start that journey is here at St. Michael's Church. Come back and see us Again, if that's not your habit already, a really great thing you can do is to come along to our Christianity Explored course, the details of which are in the news sheet that you were given as you arrived. It's a four-part course. You can ask any question you like, find out all about Jesus, why he came, who he was, and what it means to be a follower of Jesus, what it means to be a Christian today. I really hope you do that. Follow the example of the shepherds. Find out if it's worth believing or not. Let me pray.